Story 5. A man, a famine, and a heathen boy. This is the question that William, Billy, Rufus Holly was asked once. Billy Rufus, also called Avre du Poy, and sometimes Sleeping Beauty, had had a good education. He had been to university, and had even taken 2 or 3 prizes en route to graduation. But he was actually famous for being one of the laziest men at college. He ate quite a lot, and loved reading, which is not to say that he loved studying. He hated getting out of bed, and more than once he had sweetly fallen asleep over examination papers. This is not to say that he failed. On the contrary, he always succeeded, but only did enough to pass. He slept at lectures, he slept in the hall, he slept before his turn in a cricket match, and went to sleep afterwards. He even did so on the day he made the biggest score in the biggest game ever played between his college and the best team of the country. The day he took his degree, he had to be dragged from his bed and forced to the ceremony. He looked so fat and sleepy that everybody laughed. It was the general opinion that Billy Rufus, 24 years old, yellow-haired and so fat, was going to fail in life, although he had a little income of $1,000 a year and had scored in an important game of cricket. Great, therefore, was the surprise when, at the farewell dinner of the graduates, he announced that he had applied for ordination and was going to the far north as a missionary. 6 months later, William Rufus Holliday was travelling to Athabasca.